My name is David Hamilton. I work in the north of Sweden at Umeå University. And I thought I would introduce my paper by answering two questions. Why was the paper written? And why was it published? It was written because we started with a reaction against the rhetoric of the EDEN network, the European Distance Education Network. We felt it was carrying kind of tablets down from the mountains. It was a biblical idea, and we exploited the fact that Eden also refers to the Garden of Eden and the tree of knowledge and knowledge and good and evil. Second reason, I think, why we wrote the paper was because the project had already started. It was a research project, and I've always felt that you should start writing the day the project starts. So there was an attempt on our part to write something. What could we write? At that point, we did not know much. We had some findings that were coming out from the data, and we had a problem to try and find words to describe those findings. So we wrote, and we explored the literature and came up with a variety of ideas. Let me give you, for instance, in the papers. One of the questions we raised was, what is context? Does something take place in a context, or does it take place because of a context? That second view is, if you like, an ecological view of teaching and learning. That was something we explored. So the paper was exploratory. It was given the conference in 2002, and then in 2004 we were asked, could we polish it up and produce it in a form that could appear on the net. So that comes to my second point. Why did we publish it? First point, I think, is that Ingvar Nordkvella felt there were problems in ICT and pedagogics. There needed to be further clarification of the field. So he urged us to work up the paper. I think the second reason was there was something to do with Eden again. A group of adult education organisations in Europe got together and wrote a critique, essentially, of the Eden rationale. And we felt this validated what we'd done in the project by 2004 and included a little bit in the paper on that. And finally, I think we felt it was worth revising. Fundamentally, and this is, I think, the main point in the paper and perhaps even in the journal, we felt there is a pedagogic dimension to ICT rather than just a communication dimension, and that's what we try to explore in the paper.